Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, Shep.
Maybe not.
I don't know how I feel.
About what?
The state of our country.
What about the state of our golf team?
Geopolitical relations. AI.
Shows back on the air.
There's something way more important that I feel is worthy of thought. Will the Patriots beat the Panthers on Sunday? What does Jimmy Kimmel think?
Find out nationwide, apparently, now.
I think he probably is against the Patriots, right? He probably likes the Panthers, right? Isn't Bob Kraft a Trump guy? Kimmel probably... Kimmel had his way, you'd be Shep next week.
Who donated to who? I don't know. I'm not keeping tabs.
I'm just saying. Kraft seems like a Trump guy. I don't know if that's true or not. All right. I think it is true. All right, so we're on the Patriots. I don't know how I feel about it, but, you know, we'll roll the dial. I'll tell you what, though, man. Tyler, pop on here, and then we'll get to the bets. When that game kicks off, wow.
It's going to be a sweat.
This is going to be one of the great sweats of all time on Sunday with the Patriots. I love how, like, I bring Tyler on there, and he just freaking looks at us. Like, he stares into the camera like a deer in headlights. Get him off the camera.
I didn't know where this was going. All right, see you guys. I like Denver. I'm just putting that out there.
I saw Jake's comment in the chat of Tyler putting his slides back on.
Bring him on the air. Hey, Tyler, come join us here. He turns his camera and just stares straight ahead.
It's an audio medium, man. Hello.
Also the visual medium. Yeah, here's someone. Why is he on the screen? He's not talking. Why is he there?
Just smiling. You know, just checking in. We're all going to be together, though, Sunday morning, countdown to kickoff, sweating Vikings Steelers.
What a joy. How about this? Bill here? Is Bill Zimmerman here? That's the great thing about the show. You never know if anyone's actually here. Is Bill with us?
I am indeed.
All right, Bill Zimmerman is with us. Bill, now you do, because you somehow snaked your way out of doing Countdown for Kickoff this year, which is fine. Tyler, the show requires like no production, which is not an insult to anyone. It basically runs itself. So Tyler produces the show this year. Tyler, Bill would do the same amount of work that Tyler's doing for the show. Not an insult or a compliment to anybody. Bill, how does it make you feel as an executive producer, knowing that earlier today, Femi texted me to say that he needs to leave the show for a few minutes on Sunday morning to do a his weekly hit on WIP in Philadelphia. So he needs to like leave
teammates.
For like 3 minutes. Yes, our Odyssey teammates.
Teammates.
How would you react to that?
I would say we have to make things work because we at Odyssey are a family and we want everyone to succeed.
Get this freak off camera. Please. I'm so sick of all of you. Put Bill back on.
Odyssey at work, man.
You know what?
Shut up at work, bro.
What was going through your mind when you decided to wear red today?
What's wrong with red? I like some color. I mean, you guys are all wearing black. Yeah. You can have a little pizzazz in your life.
Panther's funeral.
Okay.
I wore black because I thought Nick might go stripes again. So I was like, somebody's got to wear black on the program. But he went with the solids.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So make our
a couple
Odyssey,
days of deviating.
Our Odyssey teammates. Our Odyssey teammates.
What up, Philly?
Yeah, that's great. You know, because who cares about the actual show that we're on when you could do another show?
Trying to produce Wage Entertainment, man.
honestly,
like when Brad Evans does his spots in New Orleans. We love it.
Bill, just do me a favor, Bill. Less talking and more making sure that Mike Brown gets Rob Pozzola and Mark Schlereth on video next week, please. Can we just
we're on top of everything.
He's had it. It's the end of the week and Nick has had it.
I love him.
A man reaches breaking point.
29 minutes ago, Nick reached his breaking point.
By the way, just wait until Sunday when Tyler reminds me that Femi has to leave during the show.
It'll be during the break. It's not going to interrupt anything. I even texted you. I said, do we have the same break structures as... Yeah, it's like 11:55 Eastern, and I'll be done by like 11:58. It's a quick hit. It's like 3.5 minutes at the absolute most.
Who do you do it with?
Our guy Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas. Yeah, it's their pregame show.
I like Joe and Hugh.
Talking bets, baby. Yeah, they're good dudes.
Yeah. Addie brings up.
Ask me about the Eagle game.
Would you like to read? Would you like to read what she wrote?
Oh, which is very true. Like this did happen. Was this last week when Nick left to do his Westwood One hit? So you know what? You actually left during the show for an entire segment.
I'm
during the break. It felt like an entire segment.
I guess
it was like 8 minutes of a segment.
It was not it was like eight minutes. It was way less than 8 minutes. It was like 4 minutes. But it was still like a decent amount of time.
Apparently we're in the middle. Six is what Tyler was saying.
Well, when's the
go ahead, go check tape.
Oh, you guys had it. Okay, what was Bill Zimmerman had a market for it? So that because I have to write an update. I got that done really fast. I felt like
I bet the over in it just because I was like, I don't know, like maybe they want you to send something back or whatever. Because you said that there's a chance that they might need me to send back. I was like, okay, I'll bake in some of that. So I went the over, but the under did cash pretty easily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, wait, when's the next Monday Night Football doubleheader?
We have one. It's not a doubleheader. It's like a staggered one.
No. The next staggered one.
So the next double, because we do have one more doubleheader, if I could find it here. So
there's another staggered one in like a month, right? Oh, yeah.
So week seven's a traditional doubleheader. Bucks, Lions, then Texans, Seahawks.
Yeah. Dun. Femi Abebefe here on You Better You Bet. Nick Costos on assignments. Making
60
money
minutes
from
away from Bucks Lions, old school NFC Central showdown.
Yeah. All right. I love the NFC Central reference. Okay. Yeah. College football bets.
Let's do it.
All right. Better you bet on this Friday. Jake, do you have the. I have a small card right now. I'm hoping, like, maybe you talk me into some bets.
Convince you on. Yeah.
I would love to be convinced. Jake, can we hit the college football music, please? I just want to say that if we had to do like our crew power rankings, Jake is number one this week.
It's October, man. He's a baseball guy.
Yeah, Jake. Well, it's September.
Well, I guess, yeah, almost October. But playoffs.
Jake's gearing up for the postseason. Jake. Mm-hmm. Jake's the number one seed right now.
Throwing his best stuff.
Tyler, what's the case that you'd like to make to be number one?
I mean, who comes into this show every day, never misses a day? I bring good energy all the time, and I'm always like last on this list. I come on the air, I bring good vibes. What do I need to do to be number one? That's my question.
You're number one in our hearts.
All right, I'll take it. I'll be last.
How would you rate his energy earlier this segment?
Yes, but we brought him on the air and he stared straight into space. Like he just like ripped a gravity bong.
10 p.m. tonight.
Good honestly, energy, man.
we go after the people we like the most. That's how this goes. Honestly, there's like a really funny joke I could tell. You know what? Let's just move on. Femi, college football bets for this weekend. Football. What do you got and why?
Do you want my Friday or my Saturday first? What do you want to do here? You want to do Saturday first and then get to Friday later on?
Let's just go in chronological order.
Okay, I was just because the slate was Saturday. I think we have a Friday slate as well up for the games that we have. A couple of interesting games. Florida State, Virginia, TCU, Arizona State, and of course the less interesting one is Oregon State hosting Houston. But I like Virginia in this game. This is one of those classic look-ahead spots. We've seen great Florida State teams back in the 90s lose to Virginia in this game, but Virginia's offense has been cooking quite a bit. And also Florida State, you want to talk about look-ahead spot? Miami next week. And that is a monster, monster game. I like the Cavaliers to keep the game competitive. I don't think they win, but I do think this is a shootout, last team with the ball. I could see Virginia just losing by like four or so. So I took the 7. And I'll also lay 2.5 with Arizona State against TCU. Unranked favorite at home against a ranked team. That system usually works out really, really well, especially with these weird nights like Friday, Thursday night games in college football. Today being a Friday, give me the Sun Devils at home, where these teams that are not used to going to Arizona typically struggle. So I'll go with Arizona State laying the 2.5. You get anything for Friday, or do you want me to hit my Saturday?
I got nothing. But we know we could bring, well, Bill, when Femi's done, we'll do the real one college football bets. Please continue.
Perfect. All right, let's go ahead and back Utah State +23 against Vanderbilt. Ooh. PJ Glasser talked about this earlier. Look ahead spot for Vandy. Bama on deck. I like Utah State getting all those points. I know Vandy, Diego Pavia, fun. Yay, great. I don't think they're going to be really pressing the gas against this Utah State team. I also play the dead cat bounce spot in both games this week. Oklahoma State +21 against Baylor, first game after firing Mike Gundy earlier this week. And then UCLA +6.5 on the road at Northwestern. Think about how Northwestern plays football. Should they ever be laying 6.5? I don't think so. And UCLA, everyone's antennas are up after they fired Deshaun Foster a couple of weeks ago. Let's also get into some other games. Iowa +8 against Indiana. This is just playing back off of Indiana's massive win over Illinois. They just throttled them. Everyone's high on Fernando Mendoza. Great. Well, here's an Iowa defense that's much better than Illinois'. I think Iowa brings them down to the mud, and they cover the 8. I like Ole Miss on the money line, -125. We've talked about that game all throughout the week. I just like Trinidad Chambliss. I think this kid is legit. He's really good, and I think LSU's been fraudulent, as we've seen their wins
NFL
not age that great. Might be. He's really good, man. And like the fact that like Simmons is healthy, they're just like, yeah, we're good, man. Like we got Trinidad. Yeah. So let's see. Let's see if that they're getting into the meat of the schedule. But I do like Chambliss quite a bit for Ole Miss. USC and Illinois, pains me to say it, the Illini at 7 is a bet. I took 7 with Illinois. Not a massive bet, but like I just think that it's like a asking a lot for this USC team on the road early in the Saturday slate. I think they're going to start off a little bit slow, but I do like the over as well, over 60.5. I think we get a lot of points in the game. And I will take Ohio State laying the 8. I'm not impressed by Washington. Watched them quite a bit, obviously, throughout the season. I'm a fan of the team. Watched them in the Apple Cup. That was a fraudulent 28-point win. I think Ohio State runs them off the field. I also like the over in the game. My favorite bet of the week, Ohio State, Washington, over 51.5. There will be many, many points scored between those two offenses. That's my college football card.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tail Femi on the Ohio State, Washington over. This is your favorite bet, so yeah, I'll tail you on it.
Favorite bet.
Otherwise, I've got two bets that I like. I'm going to tail you on your favorite bet, and I'm going to tail Colin Wilson on his favorite bet, which was the Bama Georgia over. What was Kanish's favorite bet?
Yeah, I'll tail that one too. Kanish liked Bama, didn't he?
So Bama was his favorite. I'm going to text Kanish what his favorite bet is, and I'll read it on the show, and that'll be like I don't want to tail him. I don't want to bet Bama, so it'll be whatever his second favorite bet is. So Bama Georgia over. Ohio State, Washington over. LSU is my favorite bet of the week. So LSU, forget it, Trinidad, whatever. LSU, Garrett Nussmeier's healthy now. LSU's defense is sick. Give me LSU, and I'm taking the 3.5 with Oregon on the road at Penn State. So 4 college football bets for me, and then I'll find out what Kanish likes. Bill, what are the real ones like in college football this weekend? YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network.
All right, Nick, let me give you a couple of them here. We'll start with Johnny Boy. His favorite bet tonight is the 59.5 over in FSU Virginia. He says both teams can score in droves. And I'll give you one more here from Steamy Roller. Auburn plus 6.5. Expect Jackson Arnold to play better after an emotional game last week. Auburn wins outright on the road.
I want to take Auburn also. I'm adding Auburn to my card. Bill, what do you think Steamy Roller like means?
I'm not really sure. You know, steamrollers, I don't know. Guy loves his picks. I don't know.
Yeah. Femi?
Must be betting, right? Chasing the steam, rolling with the steam.
I ask you these questions. Like I literally ask that question. I'm like, is Femi gonna get us all fired right now?
No, man.
On the other side. Tyler's best college football prop for the weekend and all our NFL bets coming up for week 4.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.